the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Happy Friday.
Yesterday we announced the news that Scotty was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been in a very somber mood since. It's been a tough... Is that emotion?
Was that real?
I think control yourself.
No, it was nothing.
Well,
let's get through today. Here's today's show.
Those Two Girls.
Well, it's a somber vibe. I mean, welcome to Friday. That's great. We love a Friday. Yay, yippee.
And we're excited because it's the last day of our radio term. So we go on holidays for 2 weeks after this. But it's just that
it's terribly
when we
sad.
Come back, the show's never going to be the same.
Well, no. Yesterday we touched on, well, we broke the news to you all that a beloved team member has decided to leave.
Mm.
And that beloved team member is...
Lee.
No, it's Scotty McDonald.
Scotty's leaving. He's crossing the Great Divide over into television.
He's left radio.
He can't take us with him. He's doing this on his own. And
we don't know what to do with ourselves, frankly.
Well, we're very sad about it for our selfish sake, but we're very excited that Scotty's taking on a new challenge.
That's right. They're very
And it will be a challenge because he's not very good.
Thanks, guys. You know, it's always such a big self-esteem boost in here at 5 in the morning for you guys.
No, we do. You've been with us from the get-go and we love you dearly and we'll miss you so much.
Yeah. Mm. We have had a lot of fun.
We have had. Well,
you guys are good fun.
We've had so much fun that we've actually put a little something together. Some of our favourite precious Scotty moments. Take a listen.
I'm not ready for this.
Bread.
Scott, do
bread,
something. Do
bloat,
your job.
And gas.
Do
croissants.
Your job.
Croissants.
Stop it.
Can I have a drum roll, please?
No. I don't have
Just play a fart noise then. That's all you can play. Number one. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, what is
What's the name of that stupid song?
It wasn't me.
Triggered.
To do this job because you've just pressed every button for every
Guys,
other
if you
game.
Could do a better job than Scott, call now 13.
Oh my God, Scott.
Are you right?
People called too. Like a lot of people called.
Well, position's vacant.
I mean, now that I listen back and I reflect, have we driven him out of this job? Our treatment
Possibly.
Of our dear colleague in the workplace is pretty average.
I think we've
average.
Been like a, you know, a pro-am golf tournament. We're like a pro-am radio show and now he just wants the professional side. That's why he's going to the telly. No,
right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Onwards and upwards.
Let's start our final show.
It's hard when you've already been at the top, but see how you go. Realise something, and I think it's a bit of a superhuman skill. My ears perhaps have the hearing of a bat, but that is, I can tell which family member is coming up the stairs by the sound, speed, and weight of their footsteps.
I
think it's a skill.
You obviously have your husband.
Yes.
And then you've got two daughters, but they're kind of at the stage of life where they'd one would be twice the size of the other one.
Well,
so I don't know if that's a huge
similar.
Challenge.
Not quite. It's the way they distribute their weight on their little feet. I can tell which of them's coming
can
up
you?
The stairs, coming down the corridor. I think it's a family thing. I think it's a, I mean, come on, you know
yeah,
when
I feel like
your mum or
it.
Whether it was mum or dad coming down the corridor to tell you to turn your lights off
I
and go to sleep.
I think there's a lot to be said with cadence.
Mm.
And intent.
Yes.
Isn't there?
Yes. If there's a real stomp,
if there's a stomp,
you know you're in trouble.
That's right.
Shout out to Mum who stayed with us last night.
You got in trouble, did you?
Always.
I think that after you spend considerable amounts of time with any given group of people, that same thing could be applied because I can tell which one of you is walking down the corridor here at work without seeing the sight of you.
Well, I mean, Scott's an easy one because you can just hear his thongs flapping against his feet and the hem of his pants because his pants need to be hemmed too. And you need to do that before you go and work in the television.
I mean, he's neat as a pin now, Scotty.
This is the beauty of radio is that nobody cares what you look like.
It's too cold right now to wear thongs, but in 2 weeks it'll be back to thongs weather.
You cannot wear thongs at your new job.
Maybe.
And Lee's is a real, like, she's so jerky, not just in personality, but also in walking style. Like you're very, you're there's no downtime with you ever.
No,
you walk with a purpose.
I'm a
you
hamster.
You walk with spit. You are a hamster. Yeah. And so your feet reflect that. It's a very like clipped.
Efficient.
Efficient.
Full of energy. Full
yes.
of gusto.
Yes.
The other day I was over the other side of the radio station and I knew that you guys had come in for a meeting because I could hear Lisa's specific cough coming from the entry
know,
of the building.
I know the one.
Yeah?
It goes like this. Does it? Confirm with me. This is what... is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
For such a ladylike looking creature, sometimes there are sounds that come out of you like that one. sound like you're mortally wounded. And no wonder Scott's like, Lisa's here. Her presence is known.
The whole office is just frozen still. Like, what the heck's happening out the front? I've coughed! Oh, gosh!
Walking, clip, clip.
All right. Guys, all right, thank you. Jeez, you know, you're lucky I do. You're lucky I've got a sense of humour because otherwise I'd walk out of here with like a complex or 13.
You feel free to fire back.
No.
Oh, God, she's still in St. No. Lee's mode.
Okay.
She's trying to be a better person.
It's those two girls with Lee's and Sarah.
Those two girls.
Wheel of News.
Yes, every week there are a lot of articles that go by the wayside as Lees and I try and bring you the very best of the best for this 5 to 6am slot. And I do say try, with a particular emphasis on that. But this is an opportunity for one of them to be resurrected from the cutting room floor and dissected.
Let's do it. What do you have on the wheel today?
Sure. Ryan Reynolds writes hilarious review.
Mm. I like him.
Toddler pushes over 45,000 pound piece of art, knocking its wings off.
I told Maxie to stay in the car.
The booming demand for poo transplants.
Yuck, Sarah.
You've said before you should get one.
That's because I think my intestinal tract should be studied in a lab, but...
I mean, that's off-air conversations, guys.
Soz, guys. Yeah,
and finally, this bracelet gives you an electric shock when you eat too much.
I believe that was on last week's Wheel of News and you
it?
Just
Could've
put
been.
That on this
oh,
week's again.
Could have been. Let's not get nitpicky.
Wow.
But the thing is, I put a lot of stories up this week that I didn't think would make the show and they actually did.
Okay, Scotty,
you
are you ready
it's the last air term.
To
all right.
spin
that wheel.
Our wheel? What will it land on? What will we deep dive into?
Yes, we're on Ryan Reynolds confesses to writing a hilarious Amazon review. Now, that headline's not very attention-grabbing.
So what is he writing a review about? I don't understand.
The movie star himself also owns a gin company called Aviation Gin, and he shared a social media post that featured a review, okay? Now, this is what the review said. As soon as I tried the gin, I knew right away it was amazing. It was the smoothest gin I'd ever tried, and it went down really easily. I had a lot. When I woke up the next day, I mentioned to my wife, Linda, that last night must have been a real blowout because I slept in my clothes, even my shoes. I also noticed it was really hard to look out the window at the Seattle skyline, partly because of the bright sun, but also because I don't live in Seattle. I live in Coral Gables, Florida. Also, it's important to note, until that morning, I'd never met anyone named Linda. I mean, the man has a way with words.
Okay, so he faked a review from a random, but he's in fact
then
the author.
He posted it and then came out clean and said, guys, I wrote that review.
Even sexier now that he has a great sense of humor.
Do you think it's sexy if you write a review about your own product? Because I've got a confession.
Oh, Sarah. We don't have any products.
What
have you reviewed?
We have a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Those two girls. Catch up.
Have you reviewed our own? Sarah.
It was months and months ago and we were a bit light on notes.
What username?
Shall so. And I said, I gave it 5 stars, of course. I said, such fun. I wish I could pop them in my pocket and take them everywhere I go.
Scotty, you were in charge of moderating.
I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I figure if Ryan Reynolds is allowed to do it and everyone applauds him, what's the problem with old Sarah here?
Because now you've told the entire nation.
I didn't do any others.
Because Ryan Reynolds so clearly
is his good is at
a,
it.
But his is also a joke.
Like, hang on, there's one here. Lise, did you write this one?
What?
It said, used to be a fan, but after what Sarah has said about fur mummers and vegans, I'm done. Get over yourself, Sarah. You're not as great as you think you are. Did you write that one?
I did. No, I'm a very active member of my community Facebook page. Okay. Proudly so. I like getting involved.
Remember the time you started calling out your neighbour's house as being average?
Yeah, Scotty, there's two dogs and they went across the road into an average property.
I was trying to say acreage and Lee's auto-corrected.
Sure.
So rude. Now I have to accept. I had to change my name after that, Sarah. I had to change my Facebook profile. Anyway.
Very average property.
It's also because you gave out your actual home address in that post as well. So you really, you're just protecting yourself.
On the weekend, I'm a bit late to this, but I just saw this earlier this morning. On the weekend, somebody posted, does anybody know where the meteor hit? My kids would love to see it. And I thought, oh, meteor in our area? How fantastic. Anyway, I've read all the comments. People are saying
nothing
absolutely.
Nothing that exciting normally happens out there in the boonies. So this is big news.
So lots of people have commented. They said, yes, yes, yes. The meteor would have hit our area, but 99% of it would have burnt up before impact. There was a sonic boom, guys. A sonic boom heard throughout the neighbourhood. Except I just thought it was one of my kids on their dirt bikes. I didn't think too much of it. But it was an actual sonic boom.
Didn't that thing come down at like 9:30 at night?
Yeah, that's how Lee's parents don't know. That's a whole separate conversation.
I think it's good training for them to ride their motorbikes in the dark. I think it really teaches them great skill.
With no street lights.
Other people
just
have
the sound
said
of dogs going into average properties.
Don't go into the neighbor's average property, boys. Right,
whatever, laugh it up, laugh it up. You won't be laughing at this. One person has commented, location of where the meteor has hit will be kept a secret based on the meteorite value being up to $1,000 per gram.
Who's key? Yeah, that's interesting. But before we get to that, who knows that? Like, if that landed in your yard, you wouldn't keep it a secret going, it's so valuable,
also,
I can't tell anyone.
I don't even know what a meteorite rock looks like.
Well, that's because most of it does blow up before it hits the earth. But, Sarah, $1,000 per gram.
You reckon
and it's
a
in
few
my area.
Floating around.
Well, I think you know that this show has never has any budget.
So
I think you and I come out to my place. We'll put some backpacks on.
It's like we're going on a bear hunt.
Yes.
But we're going on a meteorite hunt.
Imagine.
We're going to catch a big one.
Imagine if we find like a hand, like a fist-sized piece of meteorite rock.
I mean, you know my eyesight's not that great when I saw a rock and thought it was a German shepherd. I don't know if I should be trusted to hunt for meteor rocks with you. I mean, I'll keep you company while you do it, but wouldn't it be better to put the boys on their dirt bikes and send them off on a treasure hunt?
I'm excited. I think there's something in this. Also, I'm too lazy, though. It's cold.
It's cold. I don't know what those rocks look like.
I don't know what I'm looking for, but...
Scott, what are you looking up over there?
I'm just looking up. I'm sorry. I know I'm very distracted, but I'm looking up what to do if you find a meteorite.
Is it hot? Do I drop it like it's hot?
If it's rusty brown, it means that it's still hot. But you're meant to, there's a whole heap of places you're meant to report it to, but reading the things,
I'm
they have.
Reporting anything. If it's $1,000 a gram, I'm not telling any.
Lee's rocks up to currency exchange. Because it's $1,000 US, isn't it?
$1,000 US a gram.
These are Martian dollars. Do you exchange those here?
I mean, would you live out in Lee's area even if you could find a meteorite?
Definitely not. It's those two girls.
You don't know nature.
With Lee's. And Sarah.
You don't know, fresh air.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
I mean,
magic.
Just one more one word song game until
Scotty
Scott leaves.
Leaves.
Look, I won't deny how much I'm going to miss this.
This is it. This is the last time you people out there will hear Scott's voice with our show.
Can I just say, there's been some, like, there's been the wrong song guesses. There's been the temper tantrums from Lisa. There's been the time I passed out during this game. It's been such a journey.
Yeah. And 100% you've been the Michelle to our Beyonce and Kelly in this Destiny's Child.
Wow. All right, so the way this works is
the Ron to our Hermione and Harry.
Didn't Hermione and Ron end up together?
We will. Sarah and I will one day. We'll be elderly companions. All right, let's play one last time.
So what happens is I'm going to play a single word from a song. First one to buzz in and guess what the song is gets the point. It's best of three. Currently on 9 points to Lee's and 5 to Sarah. If Lee's buzzes
this
in,
score changes week to week. But either way, I'm losing.
Like this.
This is my buzzer.
And Sarah.
This is mine.
Okay, now this is a special edition version of this game.
Why?
Because it's the last day of term. So we thought, let's have a little look at how the year's been so far.
Oh,
all of these songs are songs that you gave as incorrect guesses.
Okay.
We're never going to be able to decipher that.
Throughout the year, this year.
Let's see how calm Lee's can remain.
And here is the first word in the one word song game.
Shania Twain, feel like a woman.
Lee's.
Oh,
just,
no, that was not bloody
just,
hell.
Just Lee's.
Thank you, Scotty.
So this song you thought was Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus. In March of this year. Okay, here we go. The one word song game. The second word you are guessing is.
Girls who just want to have fun, Cindy Lauper. I am still Zen.
I mean, Lee's has Lee's
one.
Not
as Zen as a rabid dog.
Because it's best of three. But just to point out, the last time you said that song name. You were guessing Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle.
I mean, they are similar.
It's a classic song.
It was also back in March. Do you want to... Okay, so Lee's has won.
I've won it.
Yeah.
Add another. I'm finally on double digits.
Can we just play one more song for funsies?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Final one for the term. The word you are guessing is...
No way.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears also
Boop,
did it again.
I did it again. I mean, baby.
Boop.
I just did.
Boop, I did it.
Sarah actually got it with Oops, I Did It Again.
Boop.
Which, by the way, you thought that song was playing when we played you a word from Dr. Jones by Aqua.
Well, I'm pleased. I'm pleased. And at this moment, we would like to take a moment to play a song for you, Scott. That's right. There's no buttons that need to be pressed. It's
I don't know if I can
a cappella. Try.
Lisa, you have to sing because I don't know. I've never recorder. I've never played this
and
song
And I only
before.
Know one line.
So you're going to have to lead it.
Okay. As we go on, we remember all the times we spent together. But Scotty's going to Channel 10. We're never gonna see him
again.
What
are you singing? Are you singing?
I ad-libbed. Anyway.
Scotty!
Farewell from us. We're on 2 weeks holiday. Scott is chuffing off. He is no more.
I could shed a tear.
I could. So I'm just going to keep talking until I...
You know what?
Am.
I'm just going to say one line before we go and hopefully no one cries at the end of it. We were kind of... You guys were doing the show when I got thrown into the show against my will.
Why is the E.T. music on?
This is our wrap-up music.
Is it? Sarah's actually crying.
Are you ready?
Oh,
are you ready?
God.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm taking video footage.
I'm going to say this with full, direct eye contact to Sarah. This is 100% true. From the age of 7, it was my dream to do a national show on this network. And because of you guys, I got to do it.
Scott.
Why are you saying, oh, Sarah?
Oh, my God. Sarah's really crying. Oh, God. Is Scott crying?
No. I was just going to pass out again.
Oh, pity the person who fills your shoes, Scott.
So do I. No, pity him most days. All right, guys. Have a great break.
So, Scott, even though I'm not crying.
Yeah.
My heart feels something.
Yes, same.
Like I fogged up my glasses, actually.
It's like a rock inside my
guys,
chest.
Guys, have a great break and good luck with everything you do from here. I know that it is just up and up for you guys. All right.
We love you, Scotty.
Love you
both.
You've
been ace.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
What are you guys doing for the next 2 weeks?
I'm going to Byron.
Bye.
Yeah. Yep.
Heading around the traps, visiting family. You know what I've realised my girls have never done?
A lot.
Carrot picking.
This is actually the carrot picking is on this weekend.
And the week after that, it's radishes.
Do you know what? You know when we were asked, you know why the 12th of July was ringing a bell? It's because the 13th of July is the most Wuthering Heights day ever, where everyone dresses up in red like Kate Bush and does the dance too.
Why?
To that song. Anyway, but my girls have never been bowling. I've never taken them 10-pin bowling.
Yeah, it's I think Remy's been, but I don't think we've taken Max.
So I'm going to take them bowling over the holidays.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
One of the girls that works here, Tony, was saying that she went bowling on the weekend, how hard it was to book, because it's actually still quite popular. A lot of people bowl.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the fun places, though.
Well, they're kind of few and far between now because it's not really the hobby that it used to be.
Do either of you have a Wii console at your house?
No.
I would love to convince a child that bowling was invented by the Wii console and now they do it in real life.
The mischievous mind of Scott McDonald.
Thank you. Anyway, that's us done.
Was this the beginning or the end of the podcast?
It's the end.
Sarah, don't cry again. You cried at the end of the show.
Okay. I'm okay.
Anyway, we're going to be seeing Scotty anyway.
He does just live around the corner from me too. So
yes.
Just be hanging at the entrance of his doors, buzzing your unit. Scott!
While we're in the pot, that's my neighbour, the one from The Bachelor, leave her alone. While we're in the podcast and there's a little bit more freedom to speak, I don't think the reality of leaving this show has set in for me because we've done a lot. We did a lot over pretty much bang on 2 years.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah,
every
we did this show
day.
Every day. We've done winter breakfast together. We've done summer breakfast together.
It's like family, isn't it?
And we should say too, never at any point have there ever been any harsh words, frustrations. It has been a really happy little studio trio and then the wider team as well.
It's been good fun.
It has.
It won't be the end. We'll find a little.
I think we should. We should make it our mission to lure Scott back.
In fact, leave
a
note in the podcast if you think you have an idea for how Scott could remain involved.
Yeah.
I mean, he is going to a full-time job, a very important job.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's end the show the way we love. Have a great 2 weeks.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.